Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft, and today I've got Kenny Young from the Expression Blend team on.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming on.
Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm an architect working on Expression Blend, and I spend a lot of time, you know, working with the Silverlight folks and trying to make sure that we have features that, you know, designers can use in a very, you know, easy fashion. And so I spend a lot of time working with layout, I spend a lot of time working with controls, and I spend a lot of time working with animation.
You had a session at Mix, which was pretty popular as well. What was the title of that one?
It was Dynamic Layout and Transitions.
Great.
In Silverlight.
We're going to talk a little bit about that today. I think that's where you're going to start. We're also going to get into the fluid move behavior and what else?
We're going to talk about transition effects. And if we have time, we'll talk about layout states.
And so we're going to build some stuff from scratch. But first, you've got a quick demo to show us, right?
Yeah. So first, I was just going to quickly walk through the project I did in the Mix demo, just to go through all the parts of it so we can see what sorts of features Blend can bring to the table.
Right.
These are all things that will run on Silverlight. We add a little bit of extra runtime, you know, to Blend projects when you ask for it to do these things. And I just wanted to show what they were quickly, and then we'll go build some of these things completely from scratch. Okay. So this is the project I did at Mix. We have this thing called a fluid move behavior, which at its simplest makes it such that, you know, you can move items, you know, from spot to spot as layout changes. This is a pretty straightforward thing to do.
So as you're dragging and changing the size of the panel, the items are moving inside the panel.
And we can also animate large-scale changes. Here's an application that when I resize it, it does, you know, normal application resize things, but I can do things like turn the panes off, turn the panes on, and it will move everything in a fluid way. This is a feature that we call fluid layout that we can use to do this. We can change different parts of the workspace, and all the parts just know where to go. And so basically, you just draw out what each individual state looks like, and we know how to make all the parts move around.
And the sample code for these demos is available from the Mix site?
Yes, yes. There's a link to this very project.
Yeah, and we'll link to that on the show post as well.
Okay. There's also a new feature in Silverlight 4 called layout states. And with layout states, I can add items to a list. You can see that, you know, there's a special animation that comes when things move in, and, you know, similarly when things move out. So the other items moving out of the way and stuff is our fluid move behavior working again. But the special animations on add and remove are things that Silverlight's put in to enable, you know, customers to be able to do this sort of thing.
All right, so layout states is what allows you to do the before loaded and the after loaded.
Yes.
States. Great.
We also have transition effects, where when you go from one state to another, we can do this using basically a pixel shader, with a pixel by pixel, you know, transition. So we can do, you know, more complex things like this as opposed to just animating simple properties.
And you don't have to write your own. There's actually transition effects built into Blend, correct?
We have a library of a few, and then you can also add your own.
Right.
So if you want to write your own shader, you can get right in there, get your hands dirty, and do it.
Okay.
And add things to our list. And then we have a fluid move behavior add-on, which makes it such that you can make items seem to move from other items. So you can see here what's going on is I have, you know, these chairs that are coming from the list.
Mm-hmm.
So the chair in my details area is coming from the chair in the list. And I'm going to show you how to set this up. This is one I'm going to do from a completely blank application once we're done walking through the examples here. And then we can even use that same technique to move items from one list to another list.
Oh, that's slick.
And so that's what this thing is doing. So these are extensions to the fluid move behavior that we've added this version.
Okay.
And, well, that's that. So that's the stuff that we showed at Mix, and now I was going to go over to a completely blank project, and I was going to start to build some of these things.
All right, let's see how it's done.
Okay. So to start, I'm going to need some data. So I'm just going to go here to make a new sample data. I'll just give it the default name. And it's going to give me a pre-populated set of things. It assumes I want a string, and right now this is a Boolean. I'm going to click on this, and I'm going to say, no, actually, I want an image. Okay, and so now I have got a set of sample data that I could choose to edit, but I'm just going to click on that collection and drag it out here. And here I already have a list of chairs. I zoomed down to 66% for the screen. It's not actually that small.
Right.
The text isn't actually that tiny. But my, you know, I'm fighting a real estate battle here, so it's going to look a little bit small right now. But when we run it, you'll see what it really looks like.
Okay.
So here I've got my list. If I wanted to edit all the different parts of it, I could click here to edit sample values, and I could change the number of records and things like that. But I'm just going to stick with the defaults right now. The defaults are good enough.
Sure.
But, you know, it'd be very straightforward to, you know, do custom edits and things like that off of the starter that we give. Then I'm going to switch this over here, this button. I'm going to put it in details mode. and I'm going to drag out this property here. This was my image property. I didn't bother to name it. And so
property 2 is image, okay.
Property 2 is going to be the image. And I'm going to take this container, and I'm going to make this really big. And this is the, because I asked for the details view, this is the basically the selected item in the list.
Okay.
Okay, that's good enough. And so now if I run this application, you'll see it's going to do some simple stuff. I've got a list, I click something, and there's the item.
By default, it was nothing selected, so nothing appears to the right.
Right. Okay, so that's the application to start with, not particularly compelling. Now I'm going to show you how easy it is to put the animations in. I'm going to go over to the Assets tab over here, and I'm going to look for Behaviors, and I'm going to put a Fluid Move behavior on this image.
Okay, and these behaviors come with Blend.
Yes, this behavior comes with Blend. You can add your own behaviors as well, but this particular one comes with Blend, and it ships in our SDK. It's totally, you know, straightforward to redistribute with your applications. That's what we expect. And so this fluid move behavior on this image, I'm going to say this image, I can specify the amount of time that it takes. I can tweak that duration if I want. I can tweak the easing function that I want to use. I'm going to make it such that it's a cubic ease in and out, because I think that looks kind of nice. And now this here is basically tagging this with data is what this section is for.
Okay.
And I'm going to take this particular, you know, chair, and I'm going to tag it with saying, find its data context, where that data context is registered, and have that be the initial location of this object. That's what's going to make it grow. It's going to find the initial location and grow from there. So it's going to go look for this data context. So now what I have to do is I have to go register all the elements in the list as well. And when I register the elements in the list, it's going to be able to do all the matching, you know, in data. And I won't have to write a single line of code to make this work.
Nice.
So all I have to do is I go to this list box, and I'm going to go find the item template. The item template is the template that has the you know, all the pictures in it and stuff. There's a candidate image. And I'm going to move here a fluid move set tag behavior. And this is basically going to be used to set the tag. And I'm going to tag it by its data context.
Right. So you're setting basically now you're inside the item template, which is each individual item inside the list box. And you're going to use the fluid move set tag behavior for each individual item to set the data context. And then you use the fluid move behavior on the actual image itself.
Yes.
That's over on the right.
Mm-hmm. And so the set tag behavior sets up the location store, and the fluid move behavior is able to use it. So now when I click on one of these, it's done. So that's all I had to do.
Great. Not a single line of code.
No code whatsoever.
And while this works with sample data, if you're at runtime, you just substitute the sample data for your real-time collection of items that you might have.
Oh, sure.
Named property 1 and property 2.
This has worked just as well with real data.
Yes. And I do suggest naming the properties, as I'm sure you would too, in a real application.
Of course.
To change that.
Of course. Just didn't want to take the time for the demo.
Sure.
Okay. Now I'm going to show how we can make an application that has multiple states and change those states. So in order to do this, first I'm going to make some extra visuals on top of this thing. Let me get out of my item template. I don't mean to be there. Let me go back to my layout route, and I'm going to make a new grid over top of everything. Okay, and let me go zero out these margins. Okay, so I have a new grid on top of everything, and I'm going to make this be some other color. Black is fine. Okay, and then in this grid, I'm going to put some object here that's going to be, I'm going to say, you know, click to shop.
Well, okay. The foreground is something else, I assume.
Yes. Well, since let's make the foreground be white so we can see it.
Yeah.
Let's crank up the point size on the text so we can read it, and then we'll be good to go. Okay, and then I'm going to go for the size here. I'm going to make it, it's already auto. I'm going to center it and kill these margins again. Okay. So now it's going to say click to shop. And so what we want to do is we want to make it such that when we click that, we delete this item and do a transition.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to build a couple of states. I'm going to start here by adding a state group. That's what this button does. And I'm going to add a couple of states. The first state here I'll name intro. These I will bother to name. I'll make another state, which I'm going to call shop. Okay.
Now, and the state group is going to exist inside of this particular user control.
Yes.
So you can transition between the two grids, the two panels.
Yes. And basically what I'm going to do here is in the shop state, I'm going to take this grid and I'm going to do a couple things. I'm going to make it opacity 0 And I'm also going to make it collapse so it doesn't take any memory anymore once it's gone. Okay, so I'm going to remove it both those ways, and then you can see in the intro state it looks like this, in the shop state it looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to turn on the transition preview, and I'll set a duration, and you'll see what that looks like. So let me go here and make it be 0.5 seconds. And now when I change, you can see I get a fade by default.
Right.
What I'd like to have is I'd like to have it such that this thing can do a different sort of effect. So I can pick any of these, you know, pixel-based transition effects. I'm going to pick the radial blur effect right now. And now, when I change states, I get a different sort of effect.
Right.
Which is really straightforward to do.
And a lot of times when I'm setting these effects up, I'll generally do is I'll set the default transition to something like 3 seconds while I'm editing it, mm-hmm. just so I can see what it looks like. And then I change it back to 0.3, 0.4, whatever you need.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Right. When you first make them, it's nice to make them really slow so you can really follow what it's doing, but then users don't like them when they're too long.
Exactly.
So even 0.5 seconds is a little long for most of our users, but it's okay for a demo. So now all I have to do, I'm going to go back to the base state here. I don't really need to, but I'm going to. Now I'm going to go and add a go to state action on this grid. And basically I'm going to say, when there's a mouse left button down on the grid, go to the state named shop.
Right.
And now when I run this, I have my click to shop experience. I click, it takes me here, and now I can, you know, go about my shopping.
Right. So the behavior is doing all the heavy lifting for you in this case.
Yes.
Excellent.
So again, I haven't had to write any code whatsoever to get this sort of scenario to work.
Great. And this shows you how to use the fluid move behaviors, the set tag, and also to do the go to state actions.
Mm-hmm.
And the visual layouts, yeah.
Yes.
So you mentioned also that we've got the transitions, and I think there were probably about a dozen of them in that list. They also come with Blend, too, correct?
Every transition that's in this list comes with Blend. And again, you can write your own of these as well.
Right.
If you know how to write a pixel shader, you can make an assembly with a pixel shader in it. You add that assembly to your project, and your transition effects will appear on this list.
And I think there's a couple of them. There's a CodePlex project. The name's escaping me right now, but we can find that and post to it as well.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but yeah, we have all sorts of things. You know, like, you know, for things that are, you know, crazier. You know, if I wanted this,
right.
I could do that.
And get like PowerPoint like here now.
Okay.
Did you want to show the layout states?
If we got time, I can totally do that.
I think so. Is everybody okay with taking a couple minutes for it? They're nodding their heads. So
okay.
Let's continue.
Okay. So I'm going to need to make a new project for this one, and I'm going to have to write a little bit of code. And I haven't practiced this very much, so I may stumble, but we'll see what we can do. Okay, I'm going to start just by having a list box. There's my list box. So I should probably zoom this down so the application looks okay. We're actually looking at it.
And we're going to show a list box with items in it, and we're going to show the new layout states features that you demoed earlier.
Yes, and I'm going to start. I'm just going to make a couple buttons here that are going to be add and remove.
Okay.
And this one, I will make the text say add. And this one, I will make the text say remove. Okay, and so what I'm going to do for these states here is I'm going to go to the event tab and I'm going to give them a click event. I'm going to say on add. So on add, I'm going to, I forgot to give my list a name. Let me go back to my list box, make sure this thing has a name. We'll call it list. Okay, so now that that thing has a name, I should be able to say list.items.add. New item.
Right. We don't care what we're adding at this point. We just want to have items populate.
Yep. But I'll just so the names look a little different. Okay. There. So now I've got a new item in there. Oops. I didn't want to add it. Sorry. I wanted to insert it because then I wanted to insert it at the beginning. Okay. So there. Now it's inserted. Now I'm going to go to this one. And on this click, I'm going to do on remove. Okay, so on remove, I'm going to say, list.items.remove@0. And just to be safe.
Sure. A little bit of error checking to make sure we have some items first.
So we don't crash. Okay, and now we should be good. All right, so now I've got adds and removes, and let me just verify that this application is doing something before we move on.
Right.
Okay. So we'll go add. Okay. That seems. That seems
we're always adding at the zeroth position, which is why they're populating from the top.
Yes. Okay, so we've got an application that runs. That's great. Now I can go back and we won't have to type anymore. Now I'm going to do everything visually. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this thing and I'm going to give this particular list box a fluid move behavior of its own so that other items know how to move up and down and close up the space.
Okay.
And then we'll do the entry and exit of individual items in a second. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to go to the items panel. And I'm going to go give this a template. And so here's a stack panel in there. That's got the actual list of items in it. And I'm going to go get one of my fluid move behaviors, and I'm going to put it on this thing. And the fluid move behavior, I'm just going to tell it, let's see, I'm going to tell it, where is it? Not
maybe
showing the
off
properties. I don't know what happened here. Oh, because I'm on events. Excuse me, my fault. There are no events on a behavior. All right. So now I'm going to go here and I'm going to make this go a little faster. 0.5 will be fine. I don't need to mess with these data features because I'm not trying to relate this to data. I'm just talking about how the elements move.
Right.
So now if I run this, you should see when I add items, that does nothing. Why does it do nothing? We'll figure that out in a sec. I thought that that was going to make them go. Why did it not make them go? Oh, right. My fault. Because I put this on the panel, I want to say this applies to the children of the panel.
Right.
So now
right.
This applies to the actual elements that are in it. Okay. My bad. We'll do it again. There we go. Okay. So now all the other items are knowing what to do, but you can see when I add an item, it looks a little funny because the new item just sort of appears
right. Instantaneously.
We don't want it to appear instantaneously. This is where the layout states feature comes in. So now let me just close up a few of these so we have some room. Now I'm going to go get the layout states feature rolling. So I'm going to go back up in scope here. I'm going to go to this list, and I'm going to go find the item container style. The item container style is the part of a list box that houses the selection highlight, the mouse over highlight, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it also contains the states for how things, you know, get added and removed from a list.
Right.
So I go over to states here.
And the way you'll know if you've got the layout states and you're in the right panel actually is to go over to the states panel and see if you've got layout states appearing.
Yes.
Because sometimes I go into the wrong.
Yes. So here you can see this is what looks like normal. There's mouse over. There's disabled, you know, focused, unfocused. And then down here there's this other group called layout states.
Sure.
This is what it looks like, you know, after it's loaded, before it's loaded, and before it's unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I can, you know, do interesting things. So I'm going to say, before it's loaded, this is what it looks like, just the instant that it appears.
Right.
I'm going to say that the instant that it appears, it's going to be off to the left. And then after it's unloaded, I'm going to move it off to the right.
Sure. So we just use a transform. And what people probably can't see on screen while you're doing this is that the list box item is actually appearing on the designer in the background,
yes.
Black on black.
So, and my apologies for that, but
no problem.
We're going to go here, and I'm going to go to the transform, and I'm just going to say, go off 400 pixels that way. And so now it's way the heck over here.
Yep, so before it's loaded, it's off screen.
And then after it's loaded, that's what you normally see. I don't want to touch that one at all. And just before it gets unloaded, I'm going to send it 400 pixels the other way.
Great.
And now it is over here.
So it'll go left to right.
And now all I need to do is give this a time. I will give this a duration of same 0.5 seconds, I suppose. Why not?
We could use transitions and easing, but we won't have to bother with that.
And now when I add things, they come off from the side. Other things make room. When I remove, they come off, and the space gets closed up. And that's basically, that's how easy it is.
Very simple. Just a couple steps in a few minutes, and we built a nice little application. Looks a lot better than just adding the items in by default.
Yes.
Excellent. This is great, and I really appreciate you coming on. We'll
put all the code
up there for your mixed talk and point people right to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Kenny.
Happy to do it.
And thanks for watching Silver Lake TV.